Meet Laura Sprague. She's a personal trainer based in Kalamazoo. But there was a time when she did not have a good relationship with her body. Sprague is a survivor of childhood sexual trauma. And she says there were many years when she abused her own body. But that changed after she had a child, when she says she realized her body was capable of miracles. I'm Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris, and I recently got to talk with Laura Sprague. So how did those experiences influence your own relationship with your body?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. At some point in my life, I felt like I had nothing and just down and out. And somewhere along that time when all that shifted and I had a child and I realized that my body is the one and only thing that I will have my whole entire life. It's been with me for every second and it will be with me every second and for the rest of my life. And it's all mine to make whatever I want with. In many ways, the sky can be the limit. Like, I have a dream right now to have my own old people's circus called Cirque du Soleil, you know, and I'm working on my contortion stuff. But my biggest treasure is my own body. And that's, I believe that's all of our biggest treasure, because you can lose anything else, but you won't lose your body until the moment that you die. And so what better thing to take care of?
How do you teach your clients all of this?
Well, it doesn't happen right away. That's for sure. It takes a lot of small shifts. I usually start out by, if I were training you, I'd say, I try to get you really comfortable and say, tell me about your relationship with your body. So much of my training is about coaching the speech even, and the spoken thoughts. People will often say something like, oh, I can't do this, I'm so da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is. And I have to stop them right there. And that's a big part of the work, is just encouraging people to take on that attitude, like, this is my body, and it supports every single thing I do in my entire life. Every moment of my life is dependent on this, and every moment of my life will be better if I take good care of it. And then I work with them to put that into action.
Can you give maybe one or two examples of ways that we can reconnect with our bodies that are, you know, something easy we could do right now?
Any little thing, anything you do to strengthen yourself. You could practice balance while you're standing in line at the bank. You can stretch when you're having a conversation. I'm getting a little tight right now. You can practice your strength by, I have a friend right now who's doing 10 squats every time she goes to the bathroom. Awesome.
Anything else I forgot to ask about?
As a woman, I'm constantly bombarded with images that are false and images that are oppressive to me as a real woman. And I think that when we truly get in touch with our bodies, then we learn to shake off that oppression. And I think it's really important that we, especially as women, learn to identify that and see how it's affected our relationships with our bodies, and then start to shake it off so that we will not be taking care of ourselves for someone else or for someone else's approval, but we will be taking care of ourselves because our lives matter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.